Eretz Shnei Yisurim. Echad Kedibur Beis Shammai. One according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai and Rosh Chodesh Shemat, it's called the next year already. It's a new year. So since next year is the third year, you only have to give off Ma'aser Oni and no Ma'aser Sheni. The Echad Kedibur Beis Tilul. But according to Beis Tilul, like it says in our Mishnah, when is the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah is only on Tu Bishvat. So up until Tu Bishvat, it's still called next year. It's called the second year. On the second year, you have to give off Ma'aser Sheni. So the Chumra, Rebbe Kiva, did both things. He took off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Loi Minig Beis Shammai or Beis Tilul Noi Goboi. It's not the chat that Rebbe Kiva had a suffix whether we hold like Beis Shammai or Beis Tilul. Therefore, when he pulled off the Yesrig on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he was Mesupik like Beis Shammai, it's the new year, like Beis Tilul, it's last year. That wasn't a suffix. Like the sum of the pshat is that we don't have a suffix between Beis Shammai and Beis Tilul. For sure, the Loch is like Beis Tilul. So why should Rebbe Kiva even be Choshed for Beis Shammai? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the pshat from Rebbe Kiva was Eleminig Rabbi Gamliel for Rabbi Eliezer Nogobo. He had a machlokes between the Loch of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanakh learned like this. Esrog Shavul Ilan, Vigimel Drachim. Esrog really is a tree. As a tree, it has a loch like a tree for three things. Uli Yerek Vederek Echot. But in one way, it's very much to vegetables, to Yerek. What does that mean? Shavul Ilan, Vigimel Drachim. An Esrog tree has a loch like a tree in three ways. La'ola, that the first 3 years you can't eat the tree, the fruits, it's called Ola. In other words, an Esrog tree is called a tree that has a Nisa Ola on it. Mashenken, on vegetables, there's no Din Ola. So an Esrog tree has a Lech like an Ilan, there's a Din Ola. Hor Din Ola Revai, the fourth year, you're allowed to eat the fruits, but only in Yerushalayim. It has a Lech like Revai, like a regular tree. Ola Shmita, Ola Shvias. In other words, when is it considered that the fruits, these fruits, are Perish Shvias, you go Bosa Chanota. That if it blossomed already before Shemitah started, before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's produce. If it first blossomed after Rosh Hashanah, then this year is Shemitah year, it has Kedusha Shviyas on the fruits. In other words, the Esrog has a lot like a tree, near to when the year starts for Shemitah. Bosa Chanoto. Abul Yerek B'derech Echad. In one way, an Esrog tree is Dayna to a Yerek. What does that mean? Shevishas Lekitasi Yisurai. Dibur Rebbe Gamliel. When do you have to take off Trum Meiser? What year is it called? You go Bos Lakita. It does, you don't care when it would blossom. Even if, let's say, it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah. But since you first picked off the Yesrog after Rosh Hashanah, you get it to Meiser, you go Bos Hashas Lakita. And therefore, if you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, it has a luck like next year, it's next year's crop. And if next year is the third year, you only have to take off Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni. That's Rebbe Gamliel's Chiddush. That negate to which year of Meister we're talking about, negate to Meister, it has luck like a vegetable, you go after Shas Lakita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Blessed says, no. Esrig, Shovel, Ilon, Lechol, Dover. No, an Esrig is mamish like a tree, even for Meister. You don't care when you pick it off the tree, as long as the Chanot, as long as it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop. So you see, it's a machlekes, what thing does the Ilon of an Esrig tree have? Is an Esrog tree to get to Meister called like an Ilan, that you go Bosa Chanota, or is a Daima to Yerokis, that you go Bosa Lekita? So therefore, the case of Rabbi Kiva was that the Chanota of the Esrog blossomed already before Rosh Hashanah. And the Lekita, you first picked it off the tree, now in Chodesh Shvat. So the shadow is, if you go Bosa Chanota, it's last year's purse. You have to give Meister last year's Din Meister. If last year was the second year, you have to give Ma'aser Sheni. But if you go Bosa Lakita when you pick the Esrog off, since you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, that's the loch of the third year, that now you only have to give Ma'aser Oni and not Ma'aser Sheni. So that's what the Kiva suffix was. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, Omiyav Dinan Ketrei Chumri. Like, what's Pshat of the Kiva? Is he allowed to do like two Chumris here? Does he want to be Machmir like Rabbi Gamliel and like Rabbi Eliezer? You're not supposed to be machmir like both of them. For a tanya, we learned like this. Li'olam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. We always pass him like Beis Hillel. A machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But for haroitzeh la'asos kedivrei Beis Shammai yoseh, whoever wants to do like Beis Shammai has a right to do like Beis Shammai. And the Rashi brings down, like right now, the Gemara always asks Chur Tzitzira.
If you say the Eid and the Loch is Kedibah Be'Sinon, how can you say that whoever wants to do like Be'Shamah is allowed to do like Be'Shamah? We just got finished saying Halach is Kedibah Be'Sinon. So Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Ervin asked this Kasha, and the Gemara answers there that Khan Kedim Baskil, Khan Liacha Baskil. Before the Baskil came out to say Halach is Kedibah Be'Sinon, if you want, you could do like Be'Shamah. If you want, you could do like Be'Sinon. But after the Baskil came out to tell us that the Loch is like Be'Sinon, now you only want to do like Be'Sinon. That's the pshat. That loy lo maloch kedivre beisilu. That's the maskernam. After the basco came out, the loch was the beisilu. But before the basco came out, then the loch was where loy tzelasos kedivre beishama yoyse. If you want to do the way beishama says, you're allowed to kedivre beisilu yoyse. If you want to do the way beisilu says, you can also do the way beisilu says. What about mekule beishamai or mekule beisilu? That's a Russia. If you just take the kula, you just go lenient. Beishama is lenient, and Beishama is lenient. You just go after the kulas, and that's a Russia. That's what you know how to do. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Ervin explains that it means lemachleik esachas sheyesh mokim shenaitem vadivrei Beishama lohokim v'yesh mokim shenaitem vadivrei Beishama lohokim. In the same machleik is there are cases that Beishama is aloha comes out the kula. And there are certain cases that Beisila comes out Lakula. So if you hold like both of them, that's Taka or Russia. Because the two things are a stira, you can't hold both Kulas. So by holding both, for sure you're doing something wrong, you call the Russia. What about Mechumre Beishamra or Mechumre Beisila? If I catch you want to go Lechumre, you want to be strict upon yourself, you want to be Machmir. That even though again it's a Machlekis, and one is Kula, one is Lechumre, you want to go Lechumre both ways. The Gemara says, all of our cost of Eimer, and this the Pasuk says, V'aksil b'achosh ha'cholich. You're aksil, you're a foolish person. You're not supposed to do this. Like, if you hold the chumrah of Beishamai, then you can't hold the chumrah of Beisilu. Because the two halachas are seisah zelizim. In certain cases, it comes out that he's machmir and he's a machmir, but you can't hold from both chumrahs. It's a theory, you can't hold from both of them. Because the Manashech, if you hold like Beisilu, then you don't hold like Beishamai. The Gemara says, what you have to do is, Elo ike beishamai kikuleyim ubechumereihim. Either you hold like beishamai when he's naked or skulis and when he's machmir is chumis, or ike beisilu, or else you have to hold like beisilu shitam. Bekuleyim ubechumereihim. You have to have both. When he's naked, you hold like his kula, and when he's machmir, you hold like his chumra. But at that point, he can't take on both chumras together. So the kash was according to Rabbi Kiva then, how did he do both chumras here? He said, according to the first shot, he was machmir kedivre beisham kedivre beisilu. So how could he do two chumris? It's called a ksil to do two chumris. Now Rashi explains the case where there's a machlekes beisham and beisilu, and it's the same machlekes. Certain cases is lekula, and certain cases is the chumra. So Rashi says, going to machlekes that kame chesorin beshedrim shkatatama biyoyim. If you have, let's say, like a mace, you don't have the complete mace. You only have the bones. The law is, if you have the whole shedra, the whole backbone, then there's a tumas mace. So how much is missing from the backbone that there's no tumas mace here? So it's a machlekes. Beishama yomrim beis chulyas. You have to be missing two, like two ribs. Ubeisil loymrim chul yachas. It's enough to be missing one rib. You're missing one chulya, like one where the rib meets the backbone. Just one of them, one vertebrae, that makes it, you don't have a complete mace here. So that's a locha by Tumas and Mace, that Beisilul is a Mekel. Beisilul says if it's only missing one chulya, the Mace, it's not called like you have the Shedrum, there's no Tumas Mace. The word says, V'chein l'treifa. The exact same machlekes is totally when the animal becomes a treifa. That according to Beis Hillel, if it's only missing one chulya, it's called the treifa ready. Because it's not called the thing is here. According to Beis Shammai, if you're only missing one chulya, it's not called the treifa. Beishamai says, when is it called missing? Only when you have two chulyas missing. So it comes out so it comes like this. That divrei Beishamai mekilim betreifa. Beishamai shita that you have to be missing two vertebrae, that's a kulu magir tilchus treifas. That if you're only missing one, it's not called a treifa. The yei machetechsa shtei chulyas is not called a treifa. Or beisilu machmir, beisilu is a mekel. Even if you're only missing one chulya, the animal is called a treifa. Abu Mekilu Linyan Tumah comes out of the Beisilu to make a Linyan Tumah. Loina Shakivan Shechosu Chul Yachas, as long as the backbone is missing one vertebra, is Eina Matamah, there's no Tumah Sameis. So it comes out that there's one machlekes here. When is it called missing the backbone? If it's missing two chulyas or one chulya, and from this machlekes it comes out two different dinim. That filchus tumma, if you have a mace here to matama b'yel a mace, beisil is a mekel. Nagir filchus treifa, when is the animal called the treifa? Beisil is machmir. Therefore, bo'eches bezu, kula beisham, kula beisilul, Russia. If someone takes both kulas, he says, Hilchus treifa, the animal is not called the treifa until two is missing. Light, base, shamay. And the Geicha, Tumas Ames, he says, as long as it's missing one chuya, there's no Tumas Ames like Beisilul, that's a Russia. Shere Dvorim Seisim, there's a stira. It's time to be naked upon yourself. What about the opposite way? Bo'eches bechum reishneim, somebody wants to be machmir like both of them, is the Ksil Bachoshech Helach, he's called a fool. Shen Yedeis Rashi learns the Pshat is, why is he called a fool? Shen Yedei Elahavchin Amilismach. Because he didn't learn enough, he doesn't know who to be Semichon. Like he has a doubt which way to do. But that's no good, you should learn and know which way it is. Al Rashi says, Al Vabez Machoikis, Shekilu Eilu Bezu, Vielu Bezu, Enkan. But if two separate Machoikisin, and you want to be Nekel both ways, then you're not called a Russia. Because you have a right to say, in this machlokes I hold Makula, and in the other machlokes I also hold Makula. It's only a shayla when both machlokes are not totally zeh b'zeh. Like this case of the backbone, how many chulyas are missing to give it a shame the backbone is missing? So therefore that's the kasha over here. How could Rabbi Kiva do like both, like Beisham and Beisilul? It's called a ksil. He's called a fool for doing like this. So the Marian says, Rabbi Akiva Gomrei is topically. Rabbi Akiva was Masutik, how he learned the halacha. For Lo Yodi wasn't sure, E Beisilo Biechud Bishvat Omer. Was it Beisilo that said the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So therefore, if you pulled off this Esrog after Shvat, it's called the next year, and you have to give, let's say, Maiseroni. Oy Betu Bishvat Omer. Or else the other side, he was Masutik, maybe Beisilo said Tu Bishvat. So therefore, since it was picked off the day's Shvat, it's still called last year's crop. And therefore, you have to go after last year's Meiser. So that was the Pshat and Beis Hillel in Rabbi Kiva. Not the Pshat he's taken upon both Chumras of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Havada that he wouldn't do. But the Pshat is he was Masufik, how to learn, what did Beis Hillel say? Did Beis Hillel say that the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Or did he say the Rosh Hashanah Filonis is Tu B'Shvat? So that's why he was knowing both L'Chumra. No, that wasn't the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. He wasn't machmir because he was masupik in the locha of Beisham and Beisilul when the Rosh Hashanah filonis are. No, rather, what was Rabbi Kiva's suffix? Why did he take off two times meiser? Ela minig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Noigbo. He was masupik about the locha that we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that an esrig goes basal akita. Or do we pass on Rabbi Lezer that an esrog has a din of an ilon that you always go bosa chanoto when the fruit starts to blossom? For the Gemara, b'yechod b'shvat ki b'shamay noigbo. See, that's the machlokes. Why did they have to say aloch of echod b'shvat? Why did the Bekiva say he picked off the tree, he picked off the esrog on echod b'shvat? Echod b'shvat is only according to b'shamay. Beisilul holds when is the Rosh Hashanah to b'shvat. So Manashaka should have said the case is he picked it off on Tu B'Shvat. Because if he picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, no matter what you say, it goes lost the last year. Because the Rosh Hashanah is first Tu B'Shvat like Beisilul. So why was the Maaseh Rabbi Kiva picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? And it was Machmir. Two ways. Whether you go Bos Chanotes last year, or you go Bos Lakita, it's the New Year's. Why is it the New Year? Since he picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat before Tu B'Shvat, he picked it off before Tu B'Shvat. Even if you tell me you go bus lakita, still it should be last year's crop. Because Allah is like this hill, that when does the new year start for Ilonis? On Tu B'Shvat. So since it was picked off before Tu B'Shvat, Mamanashach is last year's crop. Tell him how you tell me it goes according to Beis Shammai. That's a kasha, we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Alright, turn over. So the Gemara says, Omar Rebbe Chanino, Vitema Rebbe Chananya, some sets of Chananya, that Hocho, you know what we're talking about over here, the Esroi Shechonto Peroisot Koidim Tu B'Shvat.
The Iduch Shrat. We're talking about this tree now, the Chanoto. When did the fruit start to blossom? Before last year's Tu B'Shvat Askinan. And now, the next year, by Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's when he picks off the Esrik. So the question is, if you go Bosa Chanoto, like at Ilon, we say it's the years before crop, because the Chanoto was before last year Tu B'Shvat. So it's the last year's crop. But if you go Bosa Lakita, since Lakita was after Tu B'Shvat, even though now it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but after last year's Tu B'Shvat, he go both to this last year. So the Gemara says, of a dinu, and really, afilu kaidim l'chein. The question would have been here, Rabbi Kiva would have had the same suffix, even if he would have picked it off before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, as long as he picked it off after last year Tu B'Shvat. So the question was, do you go both to the chanota, the blossoming, which was before Tu B'Shvat, or do you go both to the lakita, like Rabbi Gamliel says, since it was done after Tu B'Shvat? And what he says, Ma'isa Shoya Kachoya, the Ma'isa Rebbe Kiva rather took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But it's not because he holds like Beis Shammai. The question is, the Chanota was done like over a year ago. The Chanota was before last year's Tu B'Shvat, come out exactly a year ago. And Lakita is after Tu B'Shvat. So the question is, do you go Bosa Chanota, do you go Bosa Lakita? Mo'ah says, Ravina Om Ravina says like this, Korach v'toni, you should put all this into it. There is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, that loy echad b'shvat hoya, itaka wasn't an echad b'shvat, the ma'is of Rabbi Kiva. Ela tu b'shvat hoya. Now the ma'is was Rabbi Kiva picked off the yesterday on tu b'shvat. And this was a suffix. Since he picked it off after tu b'shvat, do we say go bost l'kitla like Rabbi Gamliel holds, and it has a din ma'is of the next year? Or do you hold like Rabbi Lezer? No, that an elon of an esrig has a locha like a tree, that it goes bosa the chanota when the fruit blossomed. And since the fruit blossomed last year, it has the locha of last year's or maisa. And then he meant to say like two things. First he said this, then he said, v'loi minig beishamu beisilu noigbo, the Mekiva sefik was not whether to hold like beishamu beisilu, because the maisa was on Tu B'Shvat, so there's no machlokes here. The Rabbi Kiva suffix was, do you go Bosa Lakita like Rabbi Gamliel? So therefore it's the next year. But do you go like Rabbi Lezer if the Chanota was last year's crop? Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hashta Diyam Rabbi Gamliel. Now that Rabbi Gamliel said, Esrug, Achala Kitosa Yisuroi Kierik, that an Esrug tree in one way, it's same to the Yurokas, the vegetables. That the din ma'aser was told in the Lakiton, which year you picked it off. So he says you should know now that if so, Rosh Hashanah Shalayas Tishrei. When is the Rosh Hashanah, when does it start the new year of the Esrog tree? It starts on Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Now it's not like a regular tree that you go Bosa Tu B'Shvat, but since he says that the Mageta Ma'aser, it has a locha like Yerik, that you go Bosa Lakita. So just like by Yerokas, the Rosh Hashanah Shaloi is Tishrei, who are doing by an Elon? When is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser? Do you have to know, do you give Meiser Sheni this year? Or do you give Meiser Roni this year? When is it called the second year or the third year? That's told in Rosh Hashanah, it should be in Rosh Hashanah Shal Tishrei. That's what he says. On this Meiser, we have a Kasha. Meiser, Yav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Likot Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. If somebody picked off an Esrog off the tree the day before Tu B'Shvat, actually, Tovri Hashemesh, before Shkia came around, and then he picked off another Esrog off the tree, after Shkia, after on Tu B'Shvat. So, Lokhriz, Ein Tormin, Umaiskrin, Mizeh Alveh. You can't talk about Trumas and Maiskrin from one on the other. Why? Lufi Shein Tormin, Umaiskrin, Le, Minachodesh, Ala Yoshin. Not on New Year's crop, on last year's crop. Vule, Minachodesh, Ala Chodesh. And not on last year's crop, on this year's crop. And the same thing, Hoysa Shlishish Nechneses L'Revis. If it's the third year going into the fourth year, is Alocha Shlishish is Ma'aser Rishon, or Ma'aser Roni. Ma'asher Kein Revis, the fourth year, what's the Alocha, the fourth year Shemitah? Alocha is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. So the Chur, what you see, you picked it off the tree, you picked the Esrog off the tree, and he says, you go Bas Lakita. He says, it depends, if you picked it off before Tu B'Shvat, it's last year. If you picked it off after Tu B'Shvat,